Hi there and welcome. My name's John Painter from www.jploans.com.au. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how to find the best possible home loan out there for your individual situation. For some reason, we all like to brag about how good a mortgage we have, whether it be I have the cheapest rates, I fixed at the best possible time, the bank manager gave me the best possible discount, or my mortgage broker is most tax-effective structure was given to me, and so on. For many, it's a sign of intelligence and a mark of respect, which pushes us further up the pecking order. Do these people know something we don't? Did they get lucky, or did they know the right people to help them out? Or did they spend weeks analysing every statistic and trend available? Firstly, within the mortgage industry, it is very difficult to compare apples with apples. There are that many apples and variations that Adam and Eve would have trouble digesting. Secondly, plan your objectives from what you hope to achieve from a home loan and narrow it down. Don't make this already confusing market more complicated than it needs to be. Get the opinions from several sources and this will help narrow it down. Thirdly, don't just look at the loan, but also look at who is helping you manage it. If you have an experienced loan officer or mortgage broker you are dealing with, then this can help you go a long way. Conversely, if you don't, there could be issues down the track, as the best loan right now is only one part to the puzzle. A good mortgage broker can navigate through all the intricacies of a low-doc home loan or even secure home loans for people with bad credit. Fourthly, if it looks too good to be true, it often is. However, in saying that, that's not always the case. The lowest interest rate is one thing, but there are several important questions to be answered. Is part of the rate fixed? Is there an offset account attached to the loans? Will there be an additional charge if I change the structure to my loan? What does the rate revert to after my 12-month honeymoon period? Do I really need a line of credit? My bank has the lowest standard variable rate. Let's look at all these separately. Having a portion fixed can often give you a lower rate than the current variable rate, as in the case now, and also gives you the security of what you'll be paying in the future within the fixed period. Research the differences between fixed and variables thoroughly and decide which combination is best for you. An offset account can save you thousands of dollars of interest in each year and has many great tax advantages that redraw and all-in-one accounts, lines of credits, cannot offer. Don't just be fooled into jumping straight into the lowest rate. While paying $395 a year for a professional package, which includes all fees, might sound expensive, at least you know exactly what you are going to be paying each year. Also, if you want to vary the loan structure, get another valuation, increase a loan, which many do while not under a professional package, these fees can rapidly increase into thousands while just trying to save a few extra bucks initially. Don't be fooled by honeymoon rates. They look great, and many of us want the satisfaction and relief of a cheaper interest rate right now. But check the revert rate after 12 months, and it isn't often pretty, compared to getting a discounted variable for the life of the loan, which is usually only a little bit more expensive than the initial honeymoon rate itself, and you get it for the life of the loan. Lines of credits are often a bank's way of charging you a higher interest rate for making the product look like it is out of the ordinary, and you have a Rolls-Royce loan. In actual fact, you pay a higher interest rate for what an interest-only offset account can do, at usually a cheaper interest rate, and usually with additional tax benefits a line of credit cannot provide. The lower standard variable rate is one thing. Many novice loan customers are fooled into this, that it must be the cheapest interest rate available to consumers. All banks can offer discounts to the standard variable rate. Make sure you actually compare the final interest rate you get, and conversely, don't just look at the actual discount you are getting, i.e. 80 points off the standard variable rate. What was the measure that was actually discounted from? Whether you're looking into home loans, car loans, equipment finance, or personal finance, these are some handy tips to help you with your decision making. Seeing a good mortgage broker is unlike going to a bank directly, as they will only advise you of a few possible products out of potentially 1,000 available. The good news is that a goof of a mortgage broker can secure you cheap personal loans and can research the lending possibility when looking for home loans for people with bad credit as well. Thanks for listening. For more information on how to secure the best home loan for you, please come and visit us at www.jploans.com.au. Thank you.